Is there a benefit to being tuned in before engaging in an event, a group, or a setting? My name is Dawn Culp. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, meditation coach, and owner of the Zen Room in Gilroy, California. You can also find us online at www.thezenroom.net. And today we're going to be talking about the importance of tuning yourself in. Hi everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Zen Room. So today's topic is going to be around being tuned in. A lot of times when we think about ourselves, we don't think about ourselves as being tuned in or maybe being out of tune. So you're going to hear me use a lot of musical references today that will maybe help you make a little bit more sense out of the point of today's podcast. So I want everyone to imagine, and maybe you've done this personally and live, and maybe you've seen something like this on a TV program or a movie, or maybe just in your imagination you can imagine what it would be like. I want you to imagine sitting in your chair in an auditorium, in a theater auditorium, listening to an orchestra prepare for a symphony. The first thing that you will hear is every instrument playing, tuning in, fine-tuning, making sure that all of their instruments, whether it's a piano or a violin or a clarinet or whatever, that their instrument is in tune so that when that orchestra plays that first note collectively, that everyone is on pitch, the instruments are tuned in, and the sound is beautiful and harmonious, and it's breathtaking. A beautiful symphony is really something to experience. So, you know, you can watch each one of the instrument players or each one of the members of the orchestra make sure that their instruments are in tune. And the reason that they want to do this is because they don't want to be the one instrument that is playing a sour note or a note that's just a little bit off, because especially to a trained ear, but let's face it, to just about anybody, if somebody's out of tune, it's going to make the whole sound off just a little bit. So there's a lot of time in the warm-up, in the setting up of all of the instruments sounding just perfect. So if we know this to be true, and by the way, if there is a vocalist anywhere in the performance, the vocalist is most likely in the green room or the dressing room doing her or his red leather, yellow leather vocal routines. Ah, right? So everybody is warming up their instruments. But what's really interesting, if you were to look at the day before, you would find them taking care of their instrument even the day before the symphony, right? The singer takes a lot of care in taking care of his or her voice, making sure that the singer isn't screaming at the top of their range. Honey with water or lemon, getting a lot of sleep, keeping their vocal cords hydrated. There's a lot of effort that goes into the bass player taking care of his or her strings, making sure the strings are fresh and crisp and tuned in. So the taking care of the instrument, the tuning in of the instrument, isn't just the 5 to 10 minutes before the symphony. It's a lifelong thing for the instrument and the player of the instrument. Okay, any musician knows the care that comes along with taking care of their instrument. They want it to sound beautiful. They want the pitch to be right. They want the tone to be right. They want the instrument to be a well-oiled machine that produces a beautiful sound. So we can all wrap our heads around that. These musicians taking excellent care of their instruments, as well as making sure that it is in tune before this big, beautiful, sweeping symphony. And as somebody who has sat in the audience of a symphony, I am grateful for it. As somebody who gets to appreciate what comes out of that orchestra, the symphony, I'm glad that people have taken care of their instruments, and I'm glad that people have tuned in their instruments right before the performance. So what if we take all of those concepts and we apply them to real life? What if we all took a little bit more care of our instruments from day to day, making sure that they were hydrated, making sure that the diet was proper, making sure that they weren't using those extremes of the range, making sure that they were well cared for, rested, all of those things. If we took better care of our instruments, and in this regard, what I'm considering our instrument is our bodies, both physical and energetic, as well as our minds, obviously. With life being the performance. So the audience might be our 10 o'clock conference call. Instead of the audience of the symphony, you've got the audience of the 10 o'clock conference call. With the audience being all of the members of the birthday party celebration bash that we're attending. With the audience members maybe being our families around the dinner table. What if we were to take the same philosophy around taking care of our instruments and tuning in right before a performance to all the aspects of our life? Now, what does that look like? What do I mean by that? I want you to remember the last big event that you went to. Maybe that big event was a wedding, or maybe that big event was a Christmas party, or maybe that big event was a huge 50th birthday party barbecue, backyard barbecue, where there were, you know, 40, 50, 60, hundreds of people, depending on how big the event was. How much time did you spend grooming yourself? So shaving, doing your hair. If you're a woman, how much time did you spend on your makeup? If you're a man, how much time did you spend on your whatever your regimen is, right? How much time did you spend picking out your outfit? How much time did you spend picking out the shoes, the accessories? How much time did you spend taking care of how you were presenting yourself? If you go from shower to putting on your shoes and walking out the door, my guess would be somewhere between 45 minutes to an hour and a half, maybe more, quite possibly more. So what if we were to say, okay, what if I were to spend half as much time as I do on my outward appearance as I do? What if I were to take half of that time and apply it towards getting myself tuned in, energetically tuned in? What does that look like? What if that was doing a nice 15, 20 minute meditation before going? What if that was doing 5, 10, 15 minutes worth of breathing exercises to get yourself in a really good, calm, relaxed, even-keeled, balanced state of being, very centered? What if that was, I'll even say, what if that was taking a nice long walk or maybe a hike? Something that you can connect with. Anything that you say, you know what, that absolutely centers me. What if you were to have that be a part of your tuning in process? Even if it means shaving 10 minutes off of taking care of what your outward appearance looks like. Because while I absolutely agree that you want to present the best version of yourself, if you are wound up tight as a drum inside, or if you're wound up tight as, what do they say, the your strings are wound up, boy, people are sure going to appreciate the 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes that you would spend breathing, meditating, maybe taking a hike or a run to unwind yourself so that you're not as tight as a drum. Because as wonderful as you look, if you're impossible to be around, that's a problem. So I want you to, first of all, just take a quick moment to think about 1, 2, 3, 4 things that you can do that would help to settle you down, that would help to maybe decompress you, that would help to get you tuned in and ready to enjoy a beautiful big moment. Take just a moment to think about that. So I want to switch gears here for just a moment. We're now aware of the benefits of being tuned in, taking a few moments to tune yourself in before a big event or a big meeting, or even honestly, the benefits of being tuned in, even for a simple one-on-one dinner. Maybe it requires a 30-minute meditation, maybe it requires a one-hour walk, depending on how much you feel like you need to decompress, or maybe just feel like you want to be really, really tuned in. Maybe it's just 2 or 3 minutes of deep breathing in the car before getting out of the car and going into the event, okay? But I want to talk about now the benefits of being tuned in. So we've all heard the saying, oh man, he was just really tuned out. Tuned out means I'm sitting there, my eyes have glazed over, I literally don't hear anything coming out of your mouth. I'm just politely nodding. If somebody were not tuned in, they would not know the difference if somebody else was tuned out. They would just be like, wow, look at their head nodding. They must be really connecting to everything I'm saying, which kind of shows you what happens when two people are tuned out. If you were really truly tuned in, you would realize that that person actually is not listening to you whatsoever. So one of the benefits of being tuned in is it helps you to understand your environment. It helps you to read your environment, okay? Some people, I'll be honest, are not interested. They look at certain events as an opportunity to share all of the wonderful, beautiful, exciting things going on with them without a care in the world as to whether or not anybody wants to hear the story. And that's fine. You know what? There's nothing wrong with any of that, except if what you are looking to do is harmonize with your environment and have everybody enjoy themselves, then it really is important to tune in. Tuning in means you can tell if you're ruffling feathers before you've ruffled them too severely. Meaning, if you're really tuned in, you can hear how your words are landing. You can feel how your words are landing. If you are tuned out, and a lot of times, folks and friends, it happens when alcohol is involved. Sometimes I don't drink. Every once in a while, I might have a sip or two of something, but I prefer, especially in a great big social setting, to be really tuned in. And when I introduce alcohol into the mix, that function goes out the door really, really quickly. So if I find myself, you know, having a cocktail, I all of a sudden don't feel my environment nearly as strongly. And so for me, that's a personal choice. I really choose to feel my environment strongly. I want to know if I am bridging or on the fringe of addressing or possibly pushing a boundary into a space that's making someone uncomfortable. I don't want to make someone uncomfortable. I don't want to maybe tell a joke that somebody's not going to find funny. That would actually not be the point of telling a joke. It would be to make everybody laugh, not half the people laugh. So for me, the ability to be tuned in is also gives me the ability to harmonize with my environment. When you are in an environment that is in harmony, there's nothing like it. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody is enjoying the conversation. Everybody is feeding off the energy. And then what happens is when you get all of those people in harmony, all having a beautiful time, something happens to the energy of the collective. It starts to expand and grow. It starts to fill you up. It starts to become electric. It starts to be fantastic. And next thing you know, you are at an event that you don't want to leave. As opposed to half the people having a rip-roaring time, the other half of the people being so completely offended that they are looking at their watch and trying to find any excuse to get the heck out of Dodge. We've all been to both of those occasions. One is in harmony and one is not in harmony. It is my enjoyment. I love to be in a harmonious room. And for me, there's no one formula. It's not like, okay, harmony is always very funny. or Harmony is always very curious, or Harmony is always very serious. No, it doesn't matter. Harmony is when everybody in the space is harmonizing well together. And sometimes that is hilarious. Sometimes we can get into these really deep philosophical discussions that everyone is enjoying and everyone's on the same page and the harmony is incredible. Sometimes it can be a very serious discussion, but the key word being everyone is in tune. Everybody is agreeing. Everybody is enjoying and in harmonizing with the moment. So in order for there to be that really awesome feeling of, oh my gosh, what a great party, what a great harmony, that means every orchestra member needs to be in tune. Now, it's also possible that every single person at that party, their harmony was because they were all a little bit tipsy. But what happens if you've got 90% of the group that's tipsy, 10% of the group that's 10% of the group that is stone cold sober? That 10% of the group that is stone cold sober is looking at the 90% going, this is ridiculous. Can we go now? It only works if everybody's enjoying it. If everybody's a little bit tipsy and everybody's a little bit tipsiness is harmonizing with everybody else's tipsiness, and it works. In that moment, it works. So for me, one of the reasons why I really appreciate being tuned in, whether it is a one-on-one meeting or a family dinner or a great big wedding event or anything in between, when I am in tune, when I am centered, I can really feel where I need to be in the party. I can feel what conversations feel right and what words that I'm using are landing well. Because at the end of the day, it feels really good to be in a collective group that feels really good. We've all been at a family dinner where, let's say you've got a mom and a dad and a few kids and maybe the aunt is over or grandma's over. And one person's in a really bad mood and one person's got a real big chip on their shoulder and they just can't let it go. We've all been around a dinner table that had one instrument out of tune. And the whole family kind of pulls in and the whole family kind of watches their words and the whole family might be walking on eggshells, right? So we've all had those moments where we feel the difference between harmony and disharmony. So if we can all make a pledge to take care of our own instruments, to take care of tuning those instruments before performance, whether it's a little, you know, dinner performance or a great big wedding performance, we are all responsible for tuning our own energies in for the collective. That's the point, for the collective. We have all been on the receiving end of a conversation that sounded like, you know what, this whole conversation could happen without me even needing to be here. I may as well be a sounding board. And that's not fun. There's nothing fun about that. We've all been, if we're all being honest, we've all been the ones maybe with a little bit, as my 7th grade science teacher used to say, and it used to make me laugh out loud, diarrhea of the mouth, he used to say. He used to say, people that talk too much have a diarrhea of the mouth. I'll never forget that as long as I live. We've all had the diarrhea of the mouth, and you know, when we begin to tune in, we begin to really understand, is this person enjoying listening to all of this? Maybe I should ask how they're doing. Maybe I should tune in to the conversation and see if it's being received. So again, if we could take, going back to my original point, a little bit of time throughout the day before events that require us to harmonize with others, take a minute to make sure that our instruments are tuned in. It would shift things in ways that you can't even imagine. So my request to everyone listening is to maybe, even if we start off with just a 2 or 3 minute breathing exercise in the bathroom before you go out to the party, or a 5 minute breathing and intention exercise in the car before giving the keys to the valet. whatever it is, if we can spend a little bit more time tuning our own instruments. What does that mean again? Making sure that we are vibrating, feeling calm, centered. If we need to let something go, just send a breath and let it go. For some of you, that's going to be a much bigger exercise. I like doing just, I've gotten to the point where just a few minutes of meditating and grounding and deep breath work works beautifully. And then I'm going into that engagement or that party or that conversation or that meeting as tuned in as I can be, so that I can bring my best instrument so that we can, as a group, make the best music possible. So again, a little bit of food for thought here for everybody. My wish is that you give this some consideration and maybe give it a try. What have you got to lose? All right, everyone, I'd like to thank you very much for your time and your attention on this little topic, our podcast today. May the force be with you, and I look forward to having future conversations. But for now, peace out. May the force be with you, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care.